Welcome back, everybody, to the Tiger View podcast. Tonight we're doing a special episode. I know we filmed our main episode with Dawson and I last night, but tonight we have a very special episode, and it looks a little different. You notice that Dawson's not with me. We actually have Charles with us tonight, and I know I've talked a little bit on Charles, but he's here now, so we're just grateful to have Charles here. But we also have Sarah, bro. She is a 2025 Clemson softball commit, and we're just glad to have her here on with us tonight in this special episode. So just to give a little breakdown of Sarah, she plays on the corners in the infield, third and first base. She's from Doral Academy Charter School in Miami Springs, Florida. She's a 2024 Max Preps High School All-American, two-time Miami-Dade Player of the Year, two-time Doral Academy MVP, and she is also a part of the Fury Platinum X Higdon team. And last but certainly not least, something I want to point out is she has a very impressive 4.712 GPA. So, Sarah, thanks for letting us have you on, and had to brag about you a little bit, but yeah, I'm just grateful that you're allowing us this opportunity to just kind of dig into some things with you tonight.
Of course, thank you. I'm very excited.
Of course. So, I know Charles is kind of familiar with your coach and everything, so I'm gonna kind of let him jump into that, and just do whatever he wants. So, Charles, the floor is yours.
Like I mentioned before we got on here, I saw the Fury Platinum in your bio, and I saw the Higdon beside it. So I know Jeremy and Jill from down in Chattanooga. I wanted to ask you personally, how did you get involved with that all the way down in Florida?
So I've been on my, I was on Tampa Mustangs before Fury. And my best friend, Bella Ruggiero, she's a freshman at FSU. She had left our Tampa team and had joined Fury. And she had told me, because the rest of my Tampa team were 24. So after last summer, I basically had like no team because they had all graduated and went to college. So last fall, she said, hey, Sarah, like come out, come guest play, see if you kind of like their vibe, how they do things. And, maybe this is like a potential team for you next, like fall and summer. So I guest played. I absolutely loved it. And so once I left Tampa, it was like, I don't know, I kind of knew straight away. I mean, Jeremy's awesome. Jill, too. Like, she's awesome. Like, I love what they're about. I love what they do. I had the chance to go to the Fury facility in Chattanooga in one of the fall tournaments. And I mean, I love like what they're about and everything that they do. So, I mean, it pretty much was like an easy answer to come to Fury.
All right, yeah, shout out to Jill and Jeremy.
Yes.
Sure, they are great people. But I was doing a little research today on you, and I pulled up your game changer stats from the fall, and I was impressed. Said in 24 games you had a batting average of 483, on base percentage of 530, OPS of 1.497, five doubles, six triples, six home runs, 22 RBIs in 24 games played. That's impressive, fall stats for Fury Platinum. And I talked to Jeremy a little bit there. I sent him a message. I was like, I'm about to have Sarah Bro on this evening. I said, what you got to say about her? And he said that you are a great leader. And he said down at UF, you hit one of the furthest balls out of that stadium that he had ever seen in person. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I honestly like, I mean, I feel like I have so much fun when I love who I play for. So I feel like coming onto this team, yes, it was a new team. I've been on the Tampa for 4 years, so it was a little bit of a change. But I feel like I fit right in with everyone. I just obviously wanted to help my team as much as possible. And I'm glad that, I did have these stats during the fall. But I mean, I honestly just kind of give the attention to my teammates because again, like I just want to do what I can to help the team and win and, be the best we can.
Spoken like a true leader right there.
Thank you.
What's the thing about it, Gavin?
I mean, just seeing what you said about hitting that ball at the Florida Stadium, I mean, I can't wait till that's happening at McWhorter Stadium. So, and I know it's definitely gonna happen, but yeah, I'm impressed with the stats that you've had in the fall, and just like I said a minute ago, I just can't wait to see you bring those talents to Clemson. And I know, just from the way you're speaking about being on the teams you play for, you're going to be a great leader right off the bat, coming into your freshman year as well.
Thank you.
Of course. So, moving along now, we're kind of going to go into your background and playing history. So, I'm going to let Charles go along with that too, because I know he has some things that he wants to say about that.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you first off, my first question I like to ask people when they're, taking that next step in life, doing something that they love. What made you like fall in love with the game of softball? And when did you know that this is what you wanted to do at a high level, constantly? Because it's a lot of work.
It is. So I did gymnastics and soccer before T-ball, and those didn't last very long. So my sis, I have an older sister. She's also a freshman at FSU. She doesn't play softball. She's just going there academically. But she had started softball before me, and I wasn't old enough, so I did T-ball, and it was like co-ed. And once I finished T-ball, I joined like the Miami Springs like little softball organization, and I started AU there. And I think early on, my parents kind of knew that, I had the potential and I was very aggressive. I always like loved being at the park. And so I think from then on, like my love for the sport just kind of grew and grew as I got older. And luckily enough that I was able to go to Doral for to play like softball, and we've always done very well. So I think that also helped me kind of grow into the not just like athlete, but person I am today. But I mean, I just think like throughout the years, I've kind of learned to like love the game, love the work, even like love the failure part of it. But yeah, I mean, I don't think I've ever loved anything more than, I love softball because it's just become a part of my life and I'm beyond blessed.
All right. You mentioned your family, your dad. I saw your dad was he was a scholarship football player at the University of Nevada, Reno. And
Yes.
he's also in their Hall of Fame.
Yes, he is. I think he got inducted, I want to say a couple of years ago, maybe 2018, 2020, around there. But I mean, he's been one of my like biggest inspiration. He obviously comes from an athletic background, so he was the first one to put me in any sport possible since I could remember. But I mean, he's been one of my biggest like motivators and like inspiring people that has led me to become who I am.
All right. Yeah.
So, Sarah, from you being from Florida, what was it about the Clemson staff, and just Clemson in itself that drew you here? I know you're in a state where obviously Florida and Florida State are the big prestigious programs, in your home state of Florida. So, like, what kind of drew you to Clemson and just go away from home and move out of state to South Carolina?
So I think it was kind of just like the home away from home feeling. Like I said, like I am 12 hours away from Clemson. And my parents have always told me, like, go explore the world. Like, we don't want to hold you back. Like, if you want to leave Florida, like, do whatever you want. And when I went to Clemson for the first time for a camp the week before September 1st, and I loved it. I toured it with my dad before, like the day before, and I absolutely fell in love with it. And then once I went on my first visit, it just kind of like solidified the feeling of like, this is where I want to be at. It just feels right. Like, it feels like home. And that's what I wanted because I'm so far away. My parents are like, do you feel comfortable here? Like us not being here and everything. And I was like, 100%. Like, I love it here. This is where I see myself. And again, I just kind of got like that home away from home feeling. And like, that's what I wanted, going to a college far away.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a common denominator I hear with athletes that come to Clemson out of state. It's just it feels like a home away from home. You know everybody. You get to know everybody so quick, and it just feels just like you've been there your whole life. And just Clemson's definitely a special place. And we're definitely glad that you chose it as well. But kind of moving into the recruiting process, and then also your commitment to Clemson. Just what was like. What was the recruiting process like for you starting out, even before you committed to Clemson?
So Clemson, to be honest, wasn't even on my radar going into September 1st. My ironic, but my number one school was South Carolina, like before September 1st. And the summer going into junior year, I think there was probably at least one Clemson coach at every single one of my games. And they would talk to my coaches, and then my coaches would like kind of hand on the information to me. And I was like, okay, Clemson, like another possibility. And again, like I said, I went to my dad took me to the camp the week before September 1st and absolutely fell in love with it. And then they called me, scheduled a visit, and then I had the South Carolina visit scheduled, I want to say like a month after Clemson. And as soon as I got home from Clemson, I told my parents, I was like, I don't even want to go to South Carolina. I was like, I know Clemson is the one, that's where I want to be. So I just kind of had to, politely shut South Carolina down. But I was like, Clemson is the one for me. And, I really felt happy in my decision.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear. I know South Carolina being our arch rival. We definitely love to hear that, especially you just totally just shutting them down and be like, yeah, I'm fully committed to Clemson. But we definitely love to hear that. Charles, do you have anything else to add about that?
It just amazes me. It doesn't matter what sport, whether it's softball, basketball, football, what have you. Everybody I've talked to, that's one of the things they say is Clemson just felt like, it was just right. And they say, it's something in these hills. And I totally believe it because I was the same way. I had no connections, no ties to Clemson. But when I first went and saw the way the things were there and the way the people were, it was just like an automatic draw. And I love going to that place and, doing what I do. I'm very fortunate. But I mean, nothing more really on that part. I guess one of the other questions I wanted to ask you about, Clemson and the staff is what do you think about Coach John Rittman?
I would say he is probably one of the most awesome people on the planet. I mean, every time I talk to him, like, he's always so positive. He's so calm. Like, I've never seen him, really scream at the girls. And, that's one of my biggest thing when, like, going through recruitment was, like, also, like, how are the coaches like, how they are with the girls. And I don't think one person has had anything bad to say about Coach Rittman. I feel like, he'll help me get to, like, my best potential and who I want to be. But I mean, I couldn't say anything bad about him. I mean, he's awesome. Like, I know he does so much for the girls, and I can't wait to be there in a little.
Right.
Yeah, I can definitely attest for that. I love going to Coach Rittman's press conferences. Just like you said, he always has a positive attitude, and I just really like what he always has to say at the end of games, whether it's a win or a loss. He still always finds the positive side in it, and he's just really good with his words, and like you said, he really knows how to work with the girls in a great way. But moving along with that too, so whenever you did commit to Clemson, what was just your family's reaction to that, and you just finally putting that commitment down to playing softball at the Division One level?
Yeah, so I think the day that I got back from Clemson, I think that's kind of when I told my parents, like, this is where I want to be. And at first they were a little like, don't you want to see all your options, see like what else there is to offer? And once I said like, no, Clemson is it, they were like, they fully supported me, were like extremely happy for me, obviously wanted nothing but the best for me. So I think just seeing their reactions also solidified my decision and knowing that like I did what I felt was right just because they put in so much time, effort, money into me. So for them to like give me that reaction, it like I couldn't have been happier. Like I was so happy.
Yeah, most definitely. That's awesome to hear. Go ahead, Charles.
Yeah, I have something to say about the Clemson the way things went this season. I know you're committed. I know you pay attention. The way the freshman class has stepped up this season, they've been outstanding. Marion Collins, Macy Cintron, Sam Mintz, Taylor, whoever, they've been awesome. Does that make you feel great that hey, next year I can be in that position myself to come in and boom, let's go with it?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, just seeing all of them, thrive and succeed, I can't wait to be there. Like, I want to be there now. I want to be in their shoes. Like, I honestly just can't wait to be there and, make the same impact that they're making because they're doing so awesome and so amazing. And I feel like just for all us freshmen to come in, it's like we all want to be them. Like, we all want to, do the same thing. So I can't wait.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Yeah, so I wanted to get back to the academic thing. That's one thing that popped out to me. The 4.712 GPA. Now I know different areas do GPAs differently, but that number, I was like, how? Like, how does she balance being a top level athlete and having a top level GPA like that? Like, it cannot be easy. And, to me, that makes me feel great and proud for you because I'm like, if she can do this now, then I know she'd be able to do that in college.
Yeah, so my school has always been like academically rigorous, like with all the courses. I think we've been like a blue ribbon and like the top schools in the state for the past couple of years. So I think just being in a preparatory school, it honestly has helped me, like prepare for college. And I've been taking like my Dural College dual enrollment classes. And to me, I think it's just about balance. Obviously, like right after school, we have practice for like 3 hours, get home, shower, eat, do homework. And I love, like, I'm very OCD. So I love the routine of things. So I think that's also, kind of helped me into who I am and why it's, why like the transition of, me like being now and going to college will be a little easier. But I honestly think it's just a balance of it. Like, just as much as I spend time on the field, on the weekends, like late nights, like just me doing homework, I think it's honestly just gonna help me again, like you said, in college. So,
Okay. Do you know what you're going to be studying while you're in Clemson?
my mom is a registered nurse for plastic surgery, and I've always loved, going to her job and, seeing surgeries. Like, I don't mind all the blood, the guts, anything. So I've always known that I wanted to be something in the medical field. So I am majoring in health sciences. I don't know exactly what I want to do yet, but I've always been interested in like anesthesiology or like being a nurse practitioner, just something in the medical field and helping people out.
All right. I got one question for you about the game of softball. I've been following this sport very closely for several years. And one thing that I've always said that I want to see past college, like actually get that, solidified league, like say WNBA or, women's soccer, what have you. What is your thoughts on that? And what do you hope to see in the future for the professional level of softball? 'Cause I think you all deserve it, and I think it needs to be like an actual legit big time league that let's do this like we do all other sports and let's roll with it. 'Cause softball is very popular.
So obviously I feel like my goal, my dream is just for, like professional softball to be just as big as MLB. Obviously like with the Title IX and all the, gender equality and all that. Like I think softball is like the professional league is growing, but I just can't wait to see what it will continue to grow into, And I think like we all just want it to We want us to matter just as much as the men do. So again, like just, like the professional league growing even more and making it like, more known, like getting like paid better and like all that stuff. Like I honestly can't wait to see what it grows into and, hopefully like I am a part of that.
I hope so as well. Gavin?
Yeah, definitely couldn't agree more. I know I've seen some of the professional softball leagues, and specifically with Mackenzie Clark and Julia or Valerie Cagle, excuse me. They've actually done a really great job in that with the AUX softball, I believe. But I'm just seeing them succeed in that. You love to see it, especially with them being from Clemson. But I couldn't agree more with you, Charles, and also you, Sarah, that you softball girls definitely deserve the coverage that y'all are. Definitely deserve more coverage that y'all need to get, just because of the hard work and dedication that you put in your sport, and it definitely should be just as big as MLB, if not bigger, in my opinion.
Sure.
So, kind of wrapping up, I know we kind of might be stressing you out with some of these questions, Sarah, but now I kind of want to go into just some fun questions just to ease off the maybe stress a little bit. So, first one I got for you is, what is your favorite Clemson softball uniform, and which one, You can't you wait to wear?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I don't have one like least favorite combo. I think they're all beautiful. I think I love On my second visit, I did purple on white. So I think I'd have to say that's my favorite.
Nice. Yeah, I
Okay.
know there's so many to choose from. I know just me being a media person and watching them play. I mean, you can't go wrong with the all whites, but you can't keep your eyes off the all charcoal gray ones. Those are definitely my
Yes.
favorite ones as well.
I love those too.
Charles, what about you?
My personal favorite is the all white with the orange tiger script cross chest. That one right there will always do it for me. I just love the way it looks. My second favorite, I do like the gray ones too. But as a photographer, background shooting those at night, kind of tough. But yeah.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with any of those. But so the next question I want to ask for you, Sarah, is what would you like for the Clemson fan base to know about you as a player and also as a person off the field as well?
I'll say I can't wait to be there. I can't wait for all of them to be cheering, supporting me. I mean, they are really diehard Clemson fans. And, I can't wait to be there and, make the impact that, I've always wanted to make and just like the freshmen are now.
Awesome. We love to hear it. And then just the last one I want to ask, any message to the young girls out there who might maybe look up to you and just want to follow a similar path that you are on right now?
I would say never give up. This game is a game of failure. You know, you can't play like with fear of failing. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. But just keep on going, never give up, trust the process and follow your dreams.
Most definitely. Definitely some great words of wisdom from you, Sarah. So, kind of wrapping up now, we just want to thank you once again for joining us tonight. I know your schedule is probably very busy with you being in your senior year, but we definitely wish you the best of luck with the rest of your senior year. And we just can't wait for you to come to Clemson to come play for the Tigers and just tear it up in McWhorter Stadium.
Of course, thank you. I love this and I had so much fun.
Of
Let's go,
course,
Tiger.
Charles, you have anything else to add?
No, same thing, echoing what Gavin said, can't wait to see you playing at Clemson, and one question. So you play the corners. So which one do you prefer most?
Ooh, travel ball, I play mostly first, and in school ball, I play straight third. I just have to say third, just because I feel like we get more action. And I love always being in action and being involved in every pitch. So I think I'd have to say third.
Okay. Well, I hope to see you in that spot. I hope to see
Yes,
you in
me
that
too.
spot. Yeah. But
Awesome.
I have nothing else for you, man. I'm glad you agreed to do this. Like when we reach out to people, we never know if we're gonna get, answers or not. But you were so, welcoming and so ready to jump on board with it, and I personally appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, yeah, Sarah's our first commit that we've been able to do like a podcast interview type with. So we hope to do many more. As TigerView Media, we look to just get the most out of our commits and our future Tigers coming to play in Tiger Town. But like I said, once again, we just want to thank you, Sarah, and thank you for everybody tuning in tonight for this special episode of the TigerView podcast. And it's not Dawson and Gavin, it's Charles and Gavin. So we just want to thank you again, and thank you again for Sarah for joining us. And yeah, so it's been the special episode of the TigerView podcast. We'll see you everybody, and go Tigers.
Of course, thank you for having me. Go Tigers.